Welcome back to Bullseye on the Afternoon. Matt Douglas sitting in for Andy Bolbarch today as he enjoys the weather down in Turks and Caicos while we all enjoy the snow while he's on vacation. But can't complain too much. In fact, now it's time for our Lorain County Commissioner's Leadership Through Partnership program. Ted Kahlo, Lorain County Commissioner, in the studio with us. And Ted, I was kind of complaining about it right there, but the weather we have may be nice going into the Christmas area, but I'm doubting it beats what he's seeing down there in Turks and Caicos.
Yeah, I'm really jealous of where Bull's at right now. But hey, it's Ohio. If you don't like the weather, stick around. It'll change.
Yeah, that's the truth. Talking a little bit about that, too. I mean, if you really don't like it, take a look at what happened to the east side the other night. I mean, those guys were pounded with snow. So I'll take the 1 or 2 inches we got, I guess.
I don't want to live in Lake County or Geauga County, that's for sure.
I don't know how those folks do it either. I'm
snowshoes and snowmobiles.
I guess so. Perfectly transplanted here in Lorain County. I'm more than happy for that. Today, talking a little bit about the Lorain County budget, Commissioner Kahlo, and I know a lot of people, when they take a look at that document, they think it empowers the commissioners with quite a bit of money who can kind of put it where they'd like to. That's not actually the case, is it?
No, not at all. The Lorain County Board of Commissioners oversee over $600 million in total funding for the county. A lot of it, though, is dedicated resources like Department of Job and Family Services that we co-administrate with the state of Ohio. All the special funds that go out for the workforce development to come through federal and state pass-throughs that we are in charge of administrating, but it has dedicated revenue areas that it has to go to. Now, our general fund budget is about $67 million. That's the local funding that goes to funding county operations. But about 73% of that is dedicated to just the justice system, so we don't have quite as much leeway with it. So when you're talking $45 million going to domestic relations courts, courts of common pleas, prosecutor's office, jail, clerk of courts, you know, those have to operate by law. So they take up, again, about 73% of our budget. So we have roughly about $20 million that funds the rest of county government that we have a little bit more leeway. That's all the Board of Commissioners activities. That's our county auditor, our county recorder, our county treasurer, the county coroner. So those dollars are a little bit more able to be moved around to make operations work best.
Sure. And you had mentioned Children's Services. We'll use them as an example here. So say they ask for some funding and you guys are able to give them a little bit. Is that something they can distribute if there's another organization that might need something in the county, or is it strictly for them?
It's only Children's Services dollars. Most of their funding comes from the local levy. So the taxpayers of Lorain County decide that Children's Services is a very important entity to have in Lorain County, protecting children. Certainly. And so they have voted for a property tax levy, and those dollars can only be used for the purpose of Children's Services. What the Board of Commissioners' role is at is to make sure that they're used properly and go where they go to. So we approve their expenditures at the board level.
Gotcha. And I know you mentioned Children's Services there. What are some of the other organizations or some of the other areas where you guys can kind of help out with the funding issue?
Well, it's not necessarily helping out, but it's actually the administration of the dollars and cents on developmental disabilities. Again, a levy-funded organization within our county. We work closely with Lorain County Health Department. We're actually right now working with them in building a new building because Health Department doesn't build buildings. The county does facilities. They're on county property, so we've gone through the entire bidding process and awarding of bids to build their new building that they're paying for through their health funds that they've saved up over the years.
Sure.
So it's a lot of cooperative work that we do throughout the county, whereas you have solid waste, for instance, is one of the commissioner's departments. The recycling dollars, the tipping fees we get from all the refuse that goes into the landfill, which is owned by Republic. We administer those funds to run the operations in regards to promoting recycling. We do community grants. All the cities, townships, and villages receive dollars based on their recycling amount off of those tipping fees every year. Dog kennel funds are restricted totally to just dog kennel operations.
Okay.
And most of those dollars come in from the sale of the licenses throughout the county.
Sure. So there's a lot of the money kind of comes in from the things they're doing as well. Fees, I suppose, from somebody who wants a dog, they have to pay for that license fee, right?
Correct, yeah. So we oversee, in the County Commissioner's Handbook and the Ohio Revised Code, the Board of County Commissioners' number one duty is to administrate the budget of the county.
Okay.
That's what we are in place for, first and foremost, on top of, you know, we've got the community development, which we also run, which is general fund dollars plus additional grant monies that we apply for. We do the newest one I talked about a couple months ago, I think with Bull on this, was the cleanup of the Black River, where we were, you know, removing the invasive species and planting species there that aren't invasive to our area to clean up the Black River. So we oversee a lot of the dollars that get expended, grant funds that come to the prosecutor's office or that domestic relations gets or the sheriff's department in regards to grants that help fund, whether it's buying equipment, bulletproof vests, the drug task force dollars we administrate. That's another property tax levy that the residents of Lorain County have approved in regards to, you know, having a drug task force to stop the proliferation of drug trade.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, speaking with Commissioner Ted Kahlo now here on our Lorain County Commissioners Leadership Through Partnership program, talking a little bit about the Lorain County budget and how some of those funds are distributed. And you had kind of pointed out you guys are kind of in charge. Is it that way? Is it you guys are kind of in charge of overseeing, too, where that money goes and making sure that it goes where it's being dedicated to go? Is that accurate?
Oh, yeah. Without that is what our job is, to make sure the county budget is handled properly, all dollars coming into the county, and that they are used for the purpose they were intended.
Sure. What about activities and things going on in the county, celebrations, things of that nature? Is that something that typically the town works out, or they go through you for that?
Multiple avenues,
sure.
Matt. In regards to that, we've got the Lorain County Visitors Bureau, where the bed tax dollars come in. Someone rents a room in Lorain County, 3% of that room charge comes back to county government, dedicated to providing visitor services. Hate to use the word twice, but that's what they do. It's visitor services programming to promote Lorain County. So those dollars coming in, we've promoted right now the Shaken and Stirred Cocktail Trail to bring people in from our surrounding counties to see what Lorain County has to offer. We've done the Burger Battle, the Wing Battle.
Sure.
The cupcake.
Bull and I have been very into those battles. We enjoy those.
Yeah, me too. I've enjoyed them a lot. Probably too much.
Exactly.
But, you know, you like supporting your local businesses, and then you like having people from around the area come in. We get a lot of movement from the west, Erie County, and from the south, Ashland County, and then Medina County and Cuyahoga County surrounding us, coming in the area, seeing what Lorain County has to do. So we promote those using Visitor Bureau's dollars. Now, we also work with local communities on doing activities within, you know, their programs. You have the Avon Duct Tape Festival. Mm-hmm. We make sure we have booths there showing what county government does, whether it's the solid waste department and or community development, promoting programs within Lorain County, the workforce program. We work with the chamber very closely, the Chamber of Commerce, on making sure we are visible and at events that they are holding. We work very close with our main streets across the county. A couple years ago, we actually paid for the consultant to get a $300,000 grant for Main Street Amherst. They were eligible for it. Brought $300,000 into the community for doing facade improvements, but the business owners had to match up at least 50% or better of that for fixing their fronts. But it's $300,000 in money expended.
Mm-hmm. Well, the sewers have made a lot of news, I think, in Lorain County over the last year or so. How do those get funded? Is that part of the budget? How's that go about?
Yeah, sewers and ditches. I never thought I'd know so much about them. The sewers are what are called revenue bonds, where those are actually charged back to the developer and or the resident, and also using tax incremental financing, which is where you take the improved property tax amount from what it was as not being sewered and use those dollars towards paying for the sewers, but with the developers guaranteeing that those dollars will pay back for the sewer. So, I mean, the sewers are important to all development. Without flushing a toilet, you're not building anything nowadays.
sometimes I think maybe a little overlooked. We know they're all there. We know they all kind of work. But, I mean, when it comes down to it and rebuilding and having to make changes to them and things of that nature, I mean, obviously it's an important part of how any community can possibly run.
Well, it's similar to your house, Matt, when you're looking at it. You know, you can't see the electrical wires running. You can't see the copper pipes running. But you know what? If there's no electrical lines running behind that pretty drywall, guess what? You're not turning on any power. You're not going to be anything happening in the house. Same with plumbing. So the sewers are very important, and infrastructure improvements are crucial to moving forward in Lorain County.
Certainly. Anything else about the budget you'd like to point out? This has been very insightful so far here today.
Well, coming in to the position back in 2005, I made it a point to spend a lot of time learning the budget. That's our number one job, and all the different areas that revenue has to be spent and how money comes into the county. So it's a tedious process, but it has to be done to do it right, to meet what the law says, and to make sure everyone gets what they need to operate their offices.
I can imagine. I mean, that has to be one of the most important parts. And as you mentioned, I mean, tedious looking at those numbers, kind of going over them and making sure that the funding is going indeed where it does go. Thanks so much, Commissioner Kahlo. Really appreciate you taking the time here today.
Always love coming here and working on our partnership, Matt. Thank you and WEOL.
Not a problem at all, Commissioner. That is our Leadership Through Partnership program presented by the Lorain County Commissioners. Take a quick break. When we come back, Your Money Now and the local news with Steve Bailey. You're listening Bullseye on the Afternoon right here on AM 930 WEOL.